This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. For families of hostages in Israel, it's a race against time as Israel's war reaches its six-month mark. An Israeli mother, Lirona Argamani, who is suffering from a stage 4 brain cancer and whose daughter Noah is still missing after being abducted from a music festival during the October 7th Hamas attack, is asking U.S. President Joe Biden to help her see her daughter again before she dies.
Joe Biden, any have it in my power, maybe the last wish for me. Any mama she meet her nene. Please help me.
Latin American governments, including regional heavyweight Brazil, rallied around Mexico on Saturday after its embassy in Ecuador was ready to arrest a controversial politician who had been granted asylum by Mexican authorities. Reuters' Freddy Joyner has the details.
An Ecuadorian security convoy escorted the country's former vice president, Jorge Glass, out of court on Saturday morning, just hours after the controversial politician was seized late at night from the Mexican embassy in the capital of Quito. The move triggered a suspension of diplomatic ties with Mexico.
Mexico anuncia el inmediato rompimiento.
Mexican Foreign Minister Alicia Bárcena said all diplomatic personnel in Ecuador were to leave immediately. Glass, who has been convicted twice for corruption, had been holed up in the embassy in Quito since seeking political asylum in December. Mexico had granted the request earlier on Friday. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador blasted the unusual diplomatic incursion and arrest.
That's Reuters correspondent Freddy Joyner. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's campaign said it raised $50.5 million on Saturday when major donors gathered for his biggest fundraiser yet. VOA's Alexis Strop has the details.
An Ecuadorian security convoy escorted the country's former vice president, Jorge Glass, out of court on Saturday morning, just hours after the controversial politician was seized late at night from the Mexican embassy in the capital.
The reported haul from the event at the Palm Beach, Florida home of billionaire investor John Paulson tops the single event fundraising record recently set by Democratic President Joe Biden, who reported raising $26 million at a gathering with former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Trump and the Republican Party have struggled to catch up to Biden and the Democrats on the fundraising front. Biden and the Democrats say they took in more than $90 million last month and had $192 million plus on hand. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Rwanda has been transformed in the years since, but scars remain, and there are questions about whether genuine reconciliation has been achieved under the long rule of President Paul Kagame. His rebel movement stopped the genocide and has been running the country since 1994. Kagame is praised by many for bringing relative stability, but condemned by others for his intolerance of dissent. He leads somber commemoration events in the capital. Foreign visitors include former U.S. President Bill Clinton and Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Apologies for that mix-up in the audio tapes. A major flood in the Russian city of Orsk that forced several thousand people to evacuate after a dam burst has created a critical situation. Emergency Situations Minister Alexander Kornogrov said on Sunday. A critical situation has developed in the city of Orsk in the southern Urals, close to the border with Kazakhstan, he said. More than 4,500 homes have been flooded and more than 4,000 people evacuated from Orsk to temporary housing centers, he said. Images diffused on the Telegram social media channel showed the minister on a small boat surrounded by members of the emergency services. Torrential rain caused the dam in the Orenburg region to burst on Friday night. Authorities have opened a criminal case for negligence and violation of construction safety rules over the burst dam, which was built in 2014. For more news, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.